If you've popped into a cafe or restaurant during the past 6 months, chances are you might have been asked to pull out your smartphone and scan a QR code before you head in. Venues everywhere are collecting our names, phone numbers, email addresses and in some cases birth dates to help if there's a need to trace COVID contacts. But how safe is the data we're handing over? And after the pandemic, will the extra surveillance stay? Isabel Rowe reports.
For Melburnians emerging from a 112-day lockdown, handing over personal data at the door of a pub is a small price to pay for freedom.
I'm totally fine with it. Anything to keep the numbers down.
If it's, I think it's necessary, to be honest. Like, we do it at work as well, like in different shared spaces. I think it's pretty necessary.
Well, I don't have any hesitation to put my details down. I think it's, vital.
At South Melbourne restaurant, the left-handed chef, manager Ehud Malka, has a pen and paper system to take down guests' details.
We will have a QR code to register, so there are two options. We don't take this information and do anything with it. I hope people know that we don't.
As millions of Australians check into venues each day, privacy experts warn we're trusting unknown companies and third-party websites to do the right thing with information.
When you've already sat down at the table and you've got a waiter hovering over your shoulder, you're not going to hang around and say, wait on until I read this 25-page privacy policy.
Graeme Greenleaf is a professor of law and information systems at the University of New South Wales. He says companies collecting data on behalf of restaurants can legally pass it on to others if it's written into their privacy policy.
My advice is to state and territory governments to get their act together and impose some requirements on the quality of these QR systems. The various governments are not really exercising much control over how the private sector, how they go about requiring you to consent. If it does get out to wider uses, it can go to marketing organisations.
The Victorian government plans to roll out a single QR code that all venues use, linked directly to its contact tracing system. The New South Wales government encourages venues to use its official app, which promises to delete the data after 28 days. And QR codes at venues are just one of many new ways to track people's movements during the pandemic.
For example, the creation of immunity passports, smartphone applications at Chadstone, more recently the creation of heat maps and also thermal scanning.
Deakin University criminology lecturer Dr. Monique Mann worries Australians will become too comfortable with this level of surveillance and wants measures rolled back once the public health crisis is at an end.
When you are providing information around your close contacts, not only to technology companies, but also to the Australian government, really does present the opportunity for a very detailed picture of one's life.
But on the streets of Melbourne, the only focus appears to be on that first taste of a dine-in meal.
Amazing.
Weird.
Yeah, it does feel weird, like, as well.
I did feel a bit, hesitant, but it feels nice.
Yeah.
Keen diners in Melbourne there, ending Isabel Rowe's report.